Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
As we've been reporting, California leadership is taking aim at President Trump's tariffs in the courtroom. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil, the governor and attorney general of California plan to file suit today.
Yeah, they do. And they plan to announce it in the Central Valley, which is sort of driving home the point that they're making. The suit basically is challenging Trump's authority to impose these tariffs. The president is doing it under something like called the International Economic Emergency Policies Act, which allows the president in a time of an emergency to impose them. And the governor and the attorney general are saying, emergency, what emergency? You know, you're triggering this. Why are you doing this? And do you have the authority? That Congress needs to approve this, not just the president. They want congressional approval. I think that other governors would agree with them. The Democratic governors would certainly agree with them. But Gavin Newsom, as you know, has a knack for being the first in line, and he is. Now, the flip side of this is he is leading with his chin. And if Trump is going to punch back, he's going to punch back at California first. And that could have some effects as well.
We know agriculture is huge. How will California prove that it's been harmed?
Well, that's what you show is that if there is a slippage in the amount of sales or the tariffs are hurting the farmers, for example. We have basically, you know, we have something like $140 billion of exportable goods that we put out. $47 billion outside. And that is a huge chunk of change. And a lot of that is agriculture, and a lot of that's headed towards China, which seems to be the biggest combatant in this tariff war. So you show that the farmers are harmed. But what you also show is that you're with them. And because Gavin and the Democrats have never been strong in the agricultural centers of California, and this is a way to show that we are with you and we're helping you and we are whoever's in the White House. Doesn't matter. We're trying to look out for your interest, in this case, the farmers.
Makes you wonder, though, why California's congressional delegation isn't making this argument, since supposedly Congress is the one who can establish tariffs.
You know, you got a good point there. And a lot of the questions going around, we're sitting there going, well, what are the people in Washington doing or not doing? And so far, we don't see them do much more than appear on Sunday morning talk shows. But the Republicans are in control of the House, and they do control the Senate by narrow margins. And so they are being able to squelch anything that comes out other than people, you know, talking about it. Eric, that's a very good point. So there are, the last time I checked, still three branches of government. And if Congress isn't going to act and the president is going to go his way, then the last remaining outlet is the courts. How long that holds on, we'll see. But this is a first challenge.
Thanks, as always, KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil will be back this afternoon at 5:50.